Khuzaymah ibn Thabit was one of the loyal companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and Amir al-Mu'mineen salawatullah wa salamu alayhi. And he was even known by the laqab or the title of Dhul Shahadatain. But why was he known as Dhul Shahadatain? After all, who was Khuzaymah? How did he live his life? And how did he leave this world with the glorious state of martyrdom? This is Unsung Heroes. Khuzaymah ibn Thabit al-Ansari was one of the inhabitants of Medina, and he was one of the inner circle of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In our narrations, it's mentioned that he was the one who shattered the idols of the Bani Khatma, the tribe which he originated from. So Khuzaymah was known by the title of Dhul Shahadatain, which means the one with the two testimonies. The story goes back to when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam purchased a horse by the name of Al-Murtajiz from an Arab Bedouin. But when the Prophet came to collect his horse, the Bedouin refused, stating that the transaction had simply never taken place. At this moment, Khuzaymah stood up and bore witness that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was telling the truth. Both the Arab Bedouin and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi asked Khuzaymah, "You weren't even there when the transaction took place. How would you know? How can you give a testimony to this?" Khuzaymah replied to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, "I know that what you speak is nothing but the truth. Should I believe in all of this religion that you've brought and not believe that you brought this horse from this man?" Here, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam replied to Khuzaymah, "O Khuzaymah, your testimony is worth that of two people." You see, in Islamic law, in order to bring proof in court, you must have two male witnesses. So by saying that Khuzaymah's testimony counted as the testimony of two men, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was actually informing the companions of Khuzaymah's intense and strong faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger. So from then on, Khuzaymah was known by the title of Dhul Shahadatain, which means the one with the two testimonies. The people of Medina took such pride in Khuzaymah. They would boast around the cities that Dhul Shahadatain is from us. Khuzaymah took part in a majority of the battles during the era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He served as the flag bearer of the Bani Khatma during the conquest of Mecca. And he also was one of those who fought during the Battle of Mu'tah against the Romans. However, dark days were beckoning. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam departed from this transient abode, and the rights of Amir al-Mu'mineen salawatullah wa salamuhu alayhi were usurped. It is narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam that when the first Khalif took the reins of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, a group of companions who were in support of Amir al-Mu'mineen salawatullah wa salamuhu alayhi went to Masjid al-Nabawi and reproached the first Khalifa for his actions. One of those people was Khuzaymah ibn Thabit. He stood up and spoke bravely, saying, "Do you not know that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam accepted my testimony without the need for anyone else's testimony?" Khuzaymah then continued, "I bear testimony that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam say, 'His family are the distinguishing factor between truth and falsehood, and they are leaders that must be followed.'" Khuzaymah also bore witness that he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam say on the day of Ghadir, "Ala man kuntu mawlah, fahada aliyun mawlah. Whomsoever I am his master, then Ali is also his master." Interestingly, Khuzaymah was also a very skilled poet, and he composed many, many poems in praise and support of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib salawatullah wa salamuhu alayhi. After the assassination of the third Khalifa in Medina, the people rushed to pay allegiance to Amir al-Mu'mineen salawatullah wa salamuhu alayhi. And one of those people was, you guessed it, Khuzaymah ibn Thabit. After the sedition of Jamal was quashed, Amir al-Mu'mineen salawatullah wa salamuhu alayhi transferred the capital of power of the Muslim lands from Medina to the city of Kufa. And from then on, Khuzaymah ibn Thabit was inseparable from Amir al-Mu'mineen. Wherever Amir al-Mu'mineen went, Khuzaymah was only two steps behind him. So when Muawiyah rose up in the Levant against Amir al-Mu'mineen, salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhi, and the Battle of Siffin took place, Khuzaymah was more certain than ever of his duty in this situation. Once again, he picked up his sword and set off with the army of truth, overlooking the white hairs in his beard, to go and fight valiantly against the army of falsehood. During the battle, he witnessed his close friend Ammar ibn Yasir struck down and martyred by the enemies, but this did not cause any tremors to come to be in his heart. Rather, he became even more certain that he was on the right path. After all, he had heard from the Prophet's mouth himself, and he had even narrated to others that Ammar would be killed by the oppressive group. Khuzaymah rushed back to his tent and performed a ghusl of martyrdom before coming back to the battlefield and waging a battle so strong that he repelled the enemy's attacks. Eventually, however, this great warrior of Islam, this great companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, was felled by the enemy and he attained the lofty status of martyrdom. Once the Battle of Siffin ended, Amir al-Mu'mineen salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhi delivered a speech in Kufa where he called out in great sorrow, أَيْنَ إِخْوَانِيَ الَّذِينَ رَكَبُوا الطَّرِيقِ وَمَضَوْا عَلَى الْحَقِّ Where are my brethren who rode on the right path and trod on in righteousness? أَيْنَ عَمَّارٌ وَأَيْنَ ابْنُ التَّيِّهَانِ وَأَيْنَ ذُو الشَّهَادَتَيْنِ وَأَيْنَ نُظَرَاؤُهُمْ مِنْ إِخْوَانِهِمُ الَّذِينَ تَعَاقَدُوا عَلَى الْمَنِيَّةِ وَأَبْرِدَ بِرُؤُوسِهِمْ إِلَى الْفَجَرَةِ Where is Ammar? Where is Ibn Tayyihan? Where is Dhul Shahadatayn Khuzaymah ibn Thabit? Where are the others like them from among their comrades who had pledged themselves to death and whose heads were severed and taken to the wicked enemy? After delivering this sermon, Amir al-Mu'mineen salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhi stroked his beard and tears flowed down his cheeks, longing for his martyred comrades. I pray inshallah that all of us can be that companion for our Imam, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, that when we are with him, he can rely on us. And after our martyrdom, inshallah, he weeps upon us. So now we know who Khuzaymah ibn Thabit, or Dhul Shahadatayn, was, how he lived his life, and how his life ended in the glorious state of martyrdom. So remember, if we wish to leave this world a martyr, we must first live in this world as a martyr, wherever you are.